You make one mistake a great deal, and because of that too, you are not able to conquer your waste sanskar. It takes a lot of time to conquer. You understand that you are wrong, and you also make a promise in you that from tomorrow onwards I will not do it. But when tomorrow comes, you forget your promise, and then you give an excuse that today this problem was much bigger than yesterday, and therefore it was difficult to change the sanskar. Anyway, it doesn't matter, I will change it tomorrow. So you keep on postponing for tomorrow and tomorrow. In this way, you try to console your mind. This consoling the mind goes on and on. But consoling the mind in this way is not real consoling the self. It is deceiving the self. You may think that you are consoling yourself and you are consoling others. In this way, things will become all right gradually. However, it is only deceiving the self. And in this way, you are forming a habit of deceiving yourself more and more. At this time, you may not know about it. You may not know what is happening, but when the deception is experienced in a practical way, then you realize, oh, I was deceived. So what mistake do you make? Whenever your seniors or even your juniors, if they give you some advice, some suggestion, you say, what can I do? It's my nature. It's my sanskar. Some have the sanskar of having feeling quickly. Some have the sanskar of just turning away, giving up the responsibilities. And some have the sanskar of worrying too much, thinking too much. And some have the sanskar of thinking about others, hearing about others, seeing others. Different types of sanskaras. And you know them very well, much more than even what Baba knows. But Bab Dada says, when you say, what can I do? It is my sanskar. Now, here, Baba asks you, is it your sanskar when you say my sanskar? Is it really your sanskar? Is it really your sanskar? It is Ravan's sanskar, someone says. Then why did you say my sanskar? You never say that I have Ravan's sanskar. No, you say this is my sanskar. The very word my actually makes you weak in your efforts. It is Ravan's possession which you have hidden in you. Why have you hidden Ravan's thing? People destroy Ravan. They kill Ravan and they burn its effigy. And even what is left over after they have burnt of Ravan, they put the ashes in the water, don't allow even any trace of Ravan to remain. And here you say, my, my, that which belongs to Ravan. So wherever anything which belongs to Ravan is possessed by you, it is like mixing impure sanskar with pure sanskar. Now how can both stay together? Can pure sanskar and impure sanskar stay together? And who's ruling at this time? At this time, impurity is ruling in the world, is it not? Purity is not ruling in the world. So it's impurity ruling over the whole world. And if you keep that impurity with you, you keep away gold or diamond with you. Thinking it to be very precious. So, understand the difference between purity and impurity. And because that is not understood properly, the battle takes place in the mind all the time. And from a Brahmin, you turn into a Kshatriya again and again. When you say, my sanskar, what is that? Actually, your sanskar means the sanskar which is of the father. Because the father's sanskar is your sanskar. And what is the father's sanskar? To give benefit to the whole world. Baba's sanskar is to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. And therefore you have to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. This is your original sanskaras. Otherwise, the other sanskars are not yours. So, this impurity is hidden in the mind, is it not? Now, that impurity does not allow you to become pure. It becomes a barrier in your way. Mm-hmm. your aim is very high, but in practical form, a difference is created. But that which belongs to Ravan has been hidden by you, and that is not allowing you to become the master of your mind. You say, what can I do? It's my nature, it's my habit, it's my sanskar. It is my nature. All this is the property of Ravan, which you have kept in your heart. Then where will you give place to the comforter of hearts if all that which belongs to Ravan is in your heart? Should Baba sit on top of the inheritance of Ravan? Now you have to finish this.